breaking news on WTOP.
The Trump White House records can be turned over to the House January 6th committee. A federal judge has rejected former President Trump's request to block the release of documents. The judge says President Biden is best positioned to determine whether to waive executive privilege on documents sought by the House. Now, the records that would be given to the committee include call logs, drafts of remarks and speeches, and handwritten notes from Trump's then chief of staff, Mark Meadows, according to a court filing by the National Archives. There are also copies of talking points from then press secretary Kayleigh McEnany and a draft executive order on the topic of election integrity. This legal fight may eventually get us to the U.S. Supreme Court. Let's bring in live tonight Washington Post senior editor Mark Fisher. It's so good of you to join us live, Mark. I'm noticing this written in the judge's ruling tonight: presidents are not kings and plaintiff is not president. It kind of sums it all up in a way.
It does. It's a very firm opinion by District Judge Tanya Chutkan. And this is a case where the Biden administration was put in the middle between President Trump, who didn't want to hand over any of these documents, and the Congressional Investigative Committee upon January 6th, who want to get to the bottom of Trump's role in fomenting the insurrection at the Capitol. And so it was up to the judge to decide, can the Biden administration, which holds the documents because they are in charge of the National Archives, and these documents are federal property. So can the Biden administration just hand it over because they don't think President Trump has any executive privilege here? Or is Trump right? And when he says that he has the authority, even as former president, to say, hey, these are the papers that came out of my administration and they're our responsibility and we don't think that they should be made public. So a very clear opinion. However, it's not the end of the road. This is going to be appealed immediately by Trump. And so the question is right now is, will the documents be turned over by Friday, which is the deadline Congress set, or will the Court of Appeals stop that sometime between now and then?
To the extent that you're comfortable opining or rather predicting, will we get all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court here before any of these documents are released?
Well, if the appeals court follows along with the district court judge and orders these documents handed over to Congress, you can bet your house that the Trump folks will appeal this as far as it goes, including all the way to the Supreme Court. But any number of things can happen along the way. This is all part of a much larger effort where we see that January 6th committee in the Congress gearing up that investigation. They promised when they started that they'd get this done in a few months. Their time is running out for that. And so we saw a whole bunch of subpoenas of Trump aides earlier today. And this is part of a big move forward by that committee.
Now, to your point about the subpoenas flying out the door, the documents not yet flying out the door, does this all add up to this committee making much headway right now into finding answers?
We're seeing that they're making headway in trying to get answers. Whether they're really getting any answers is very much up in the air. We saw the battle between the committee and Steve Bannon, the President Trump's former chief strategist, and Bannon just said, you can subpoena me all you want. I'm not handing anything over. I'm not testifying. And he was held in contempt by Congress. But unlike in the movies, Congress can't send a sheriff over to his house to haul him in. And so he's just defying them. And it's now up to the Justice Department to just decide whether they want to actually prosecute Bannon for his failure to cooperate. So that, you know, will that be repeated over and over again among various Trump advisors? Some appear to be cooperating. Certainly their lawyers are talking to the committee about cooperating, but we really don't have a good sense of what they're saying and how forthcoming they're being.
It is great to get your perspective tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Dimitri.
Mark Fisher, Washington Post senior editor. As we learn tonight that a federal judge has rejected former President Trump's request to block the release of documents, but as Mark has been telling us, it is not the end of the road.